6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of the late, great indie rock singer-songwriter, David Cloud Berman. How are you doing, motherfuckers? I am okay. It is Thursday before the Monday that this comes out. You'll get this on a Monday, but it's Thursday now, and we're, you know, 4/5 of the way done this week, which means we're halfway done May, which means we're halfway done the year, which means it's almost 2024, which gets my fucking blood just to boiling, because 2024, you got to be kidding me. That's an election year. And I just can't believe that time is flying the way it does. But here it is, right before my very eyes. Like sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives. The sky is looking pale blue. The clouds are blending into the sky. And they're just sort of wispy, you know, in the sky, kind of like little spider webs in the sky. It's beautiful outside. I should go for a walk for sure. I don't know if I will. I've been severely lacking in that department. I don't know what's up with that. I have just seen a real downtick in engagement with physical activity. And it's frustrating because I'm trying to get to a specific weight. And it all just comes down to doing the work. It comes down to doing the work. And I'm afraid that I just don't do the work. I don't know how else to put it. I do work, but just that real nose to the grindstone, like, hey, 10 more push-ups, or hey, one more pull-up on the pull-up bar, or, you know, a couple more sit-ups, and your day, you know, will be over and you'll feel good. No, I can't even get out for my walks. I'm really struggling. And this week I go to see my psychiatrist with a letter in tow from my therapist suggesting that I need more help. And that's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. Do I get more help? How does that help look? Do they adjust my meds? How does that look? I'm nervous, man. I'm nervous as all fuck. And it's tough to sort of be in this place where you're expected to have your hands on the wheel, but there's a third set of hands, a second set of hands rather, maybe a third set of hands on the wheel as well. And you hope that you've got it in sync, but you don't know that you do. And you just go for it. So there's that. I ran across a meme this week that really stuck with me, and it makes me think that I need to rewatch the series, in fact. One of the greatest quotes from the show BoJack Horseman ever. If you haven't watched BoJack Horseman, you probably haven't seen a good show about mental illness, because I feel like they nail mental illness and addiction more than any other show that I've seen. Now, there's lots of shows out there, but more so than the shows I've seen, for sure. And the quote is this: every day it gets a bit easier, but you got to do it every day. Every day it gets a bit easier, but you got to do it every day. And dude, that's the fucking bane of my existence. That is the thing I struggle with the most. Incremental, you know? That incremental. Now, I was talked to by my friend David, who, I got to give him a shout out here. He's quit booze and he's quit weed and he's joined a gym. And this guy is determined. This guy fought and beat cancer and took no prisoners. And I fully suspect that he'll kick ass at this too. But I don't know why I brought him up. Oh, shoot. At any rate, he's a trooper. And he was the one who was talking to me about incremental learning. And he told me how I taught myself podcasting and I taught myself, you know, social media marketing and, you know, all the stuff that I've used to make this podcast, I've taught myself, and that's been incremental. And so he calls bullshit. And well, he should, you know, I am full of shit largely. And, you know, that's frustrating at times. I don't know. It's frustrating at times being full of shit. Ah, sip a beer. I'm drinking Muddy York Brewing Company, Working Hard, New England IPA. Really good, man. This shit is really good. So there's that. New podcast comes out next week, on Friday, in fact. This coming Friday, new podcast comes out. It is something I'd like y'all to check out if you're interested. You can go to gettinghiptothehip.com, gettinghiptothehip.com. And I work with Pete and Tim from Portland and occasionally Dan from London. And we go through the discography of the Tragically Hip, the band The Tragically Hip. They're a Canadian band, and they're sort of essential here in Canada, you know? They're a superstar group, and I got two people who had never heard of them before, which wasn't hard. And we went through each record incrementally. Is that right? Incrementally? No, it's not incrementally, because I couldn't do that then, could I? Album over album, week over week. And it all wraps up at the end of the summer with a big show. So I hope you're there. That would be great to see you. And check it out, gettinghiptothehip.com.
Sat there with delicious cake with airplane glue. Oh, come let us adore them California overboard. When the sun sets on the ghetto, all the broken stuff gets cold. Smith and Jones, forever. Smith and Jones, forever. Smith and Jones, forever. Together, forever and ever. Together, forever and ever. Build a stage for Autumn's bitch. They walk the alleys in duct tape shoes. They see the things they need through the windows of a hatchback. The alleys are the footnotes of the avenues. Oh, come let us adore them California overboard. Holding up the trousers with extension cords. Smith and Jones, forever. Smith and Jones, forever. Smith and Jones, forever. Together, forever and ever. Together, forever and ever. Hitchhike away from Odessa to Houston. And when they turn on the chair, something's added to the air. When they turn on the chair, something's added to the air. Forever to the air. Forever Smith and Jones. Forever together.
You don't step on that shit. You don't step on that shit. You let it play. You let it just buzz out until you can't hear it anymore, or that you're anticipating that you can't hear it anymore. You know? So there's that. That was Smith & Jones Forever, second track off American Water. Malk is back, and you can hear him loud in the mix. Sounds great. They work so well together. They work so well together vocally. You know, just that deep Berman, I guess it's a baritone, and Malcolmus and his fluidity. They just work so lovely together. And that's a great song. Smith and Jones. Great bass in that song. It's not Cassie Berman playing at this point. It's another bassist. I mentioned him in the last episode, and I regretfully don't remember his name at this point. Yeah, that's Smith & Jones Forever. Let's hear what ChatGPT thinks about Smith & Jones Forever. Again, the second track from American Water on... Smith and Jones Forever is a song by indie rock band Silver Jews. The band was formed in 1989 by David Berman, who served as the primary songwriter and vocalist. Smith and Jones Forever appears on their third studio album entitled American Water, released in 1998. The song showcases Berman's distinctive lyrical style, characterized by his clever wordplay, introspective themes, and mix of dark humor and melancholy. Smith & Jones Forever reflects Berman's gift for storytelling, created vivid imagery and poignant narratives within hit songs. The title, Smith & Jones Forever, refers to the character of Smith & Jones, who are mentioned in the song's lyrics. They represent two individuals with contrasting perspectives on how on life and how to approach it. The song explores the idea of existential questioning, disillusionment, and the search for meaning in a seemingly chaotic world. Musically, Smith & Jones Forever features a laid-back and melodic indie rock sound. The instrumentation is characterized by jangly guitars, a steady rhythm section, and Berman's distinct vocal delivery. The song arrangement is relatively straightforward, allowing the lyrics to take center stage. American Water, on which Smith & Jones Forever appears, received critical acclaim upon its release and is often regarded as one of the Silver Jews' most significant and influential works. The album showcases Berman's poetic songwriting and distinctive storytelling, earning praise for its intelligent and emotional resonant lyrics. Overall, Smith & Jones Forever is a standout track from the Silver Jews' discography, exemplifying the band's ability to craft thought-provoking and evocative songs. It always ends with a standout track. Like, every song is a standout track. So I find that amusing. Other than that, though, that's a pretty great little write-up. I don't know that there's much incorrect going on in there. I think that what we've got is something relatively easy to get behind and listen to. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. That thanks, ChatGPT. ChatGPT, is that what it is? ChatGPT? No, I don't know. Anyway, so there's that. Let's read a poem. This is from Actual Air by David Berman. It's called April 13th, 1865. At first, the sound had no meaning. The shot came from the balcony, as if the play had sprung an annex, and I, John Sleeper Clark, pictured stars through oak scaffolds as the news traveled over their chairscapes like a chain. At first, the sound had no meaning. The shot came from a balcony as if the play had sprung an annex, and I, John Sleeper Clark, pictured stars through oak scaffolds as the news traveled over the chairscape like a stain. In that dark room lit by gas jets, the Welshman to my left conceded the armrest we'd been fighting over, and doctors and half-doctors flowed into the Scarlet Isles to help. I did not take to the image of a bay mare waiting in the alley, or a manhunt through Maryland. I remember standing up as the others did, and how the assassin was in midair while the stagehands wheeled out the clouds. That was April 13th, 1865 by David Berman from Actual Air. April 13th, 1865, significant because it's the last day that Lincoln was alive. And Lincoln, of course, was the American president who was assassinated in a theater. And it feels like this is picking up from that theater. It feels as though this is the protagonist is watching, you know, in the theater when this happens. You hear him battling with the Welshman to his left over the armrest, which we all do in theaters when we're, you know, going through things. But in this case, President Lincoln didn't make it out alive and was in fact assassinated by John Wilkes Booth. So there's that. Interesting poem. It's short, straightforward. It's got a point. It's got a message, like a narrative, you know, really interesting. I think that was great. I had a lot of fun with that. That's what I got for you this week. And I hope you enjoyed yourself. Be well, stay hungry, stay foolish, and for heaven's sake, wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right, I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
C 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.